HarperCollins presents A Year in Brambley Hedge, including Spring Story, Summer Story, Autumn Story, and Winter Story, by Jill Barklam. Read by John Moffat, with sound design by Michael Bennett.
Brambley Hedge. For many generations, families of mice have made their homes in the roots and trunks of the trees of Brambley Hedge. If you are ever lucky enough to be nearby, you may see a wisp of smoke from a small chimney, or even a steep flight of stairs deep within the trunk of a tree. The mice of Brambley Hedge lead busy lives. They make all their own food, and during the fine weather, they collect herbs, fruits, and nuts from the hedge and surrounding fields. They then prepare delicious jams, pickles, and preserves that are kept safely in the store stump, where Mr. Apple is the warden. Mr. Apple's wife, Mrs. Apple, is the very best of cooks, and their home, Crabapple Cottage, is always filled with the aroma of cakes and freshly baked bread. Although the mice work hard, they always have time for fun. They welcome the opportunity to meet and celebrate, and their favourite place for a party is the Old Oak Palace. This is where Lord and Lady Woodmouse live with their young daughter Primrose. Primrose's best friend is Wilfred Toadflax, who lives in the hornbeam tree at the end of the hedge. Wilfred and his brother Teasel love to play tricks on their sisters Catkin and Clover. These are just a few of the mice that live in the hedge. Meet some of their friends and relatives in Spring Story, by Jill Barklam. Read by John Moffat. Birthday surprise for Wilfred. It was the most beautiful morning. The spring sunshine crept into every cottage along Brambley Hedge, and the little windows in the trees were opened wide. All the mice were up early, but earliest of all was Wilfred, who lived with his family in the hornbeam tree. It was Wilfred's birthday. Jumping out of bed, he ran into his parents' room and bounced on their bed till they gave him their presents.
"Happy birthday, Wilfred," said Mr. and Mrs. Toadflax sleepily.
He tore off the pretty wrappings and scattered them all over the floor. His squeaks of excitement woke his brother and sisters. His parents turned over to go to sleep again. Wilfred went and sat on the stairs and blew his new whistle. Mr. and Mrs. Apple lived next door at Crabapple Cottage. The sound of Wilfred's whistle floated in through their bedroom window. Mrs. Apple got up and stretched. She sniffed the sweet air and went down to the kitchen to make a pot of elderflower tea. She was a very kindly mouse and a wonderful cook. The cottage always smelt of newly made bread, fresh cakes, and blackberry puddings. "Breakfast ready," she called.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?